Welcome to the first entry of the Cram Day 101 audio blog. This is not a podcast, but rather a blog, although I am using it to get a feel for speaking into the microphone and will hopefully improve my skills or whatever when I do start an actual podcast. So hopefully that will not happen during the real podcast, but on the audio blog, I don't care. So the main point is actually to keep the 101 goals project in my mind and to provide updates on that. So I thought I would start out by just going down the list and seeing if I'd made progress on any of them, since the last thing I marked off was to host a New Year's Eve party. Since it's now the 17th of February, that means there's been, 48 days without anything being crossed off the list. So that's not very good. So what I thought I would do is pretty much go down the list and see which goals I have made some progress on. And so that brings us to number 8, which is visiting my nephew. I have seen him pretty much once a month since the project started. Actually be seeing him tomorrow, President's Day, and actually be crossing off another objective here, because I think we're going to go to Kosai tomorrow. Hopefully the crowds won't be too bad. The next one that I've really made any progress on would be number 32, which is the organizing the bookshelves. And I'm saying I'm about 90% done with there. Unfortunately, I have a huge list or a huge stack of National Geographic magazines that I really need to figure out what I'm going to do with, because they are not fitting anywhere obvious. I might actually just get rid of them. So we'll see. Once I make a decision on what to do with those, though, that goal should be able to cross off pretty easily. So looking down the list, I haven't really done too much until we get down to, 55 I mentioned is the Kosai trip. But the next one that I really have made any progress on is watching the Oscar-winning movies, which is number 70. So I'm currently on about 15 out of the 80. Most of those have been related to World War II in some way or another. I decided to start with that as a theme. Some of the obvious ones are Patton and Schindler's List. But some of the other ones I hadn't really heard of before, like Mrs. Miniver, The Best Years of Our Lives, you know, all at least had some type of World War II theme. The English Patient as well. And then I've just kind of caught some other movies on as they've been on TV. American Beauty, The Sting, Rain Man. Well, I haven't actually watched that one. That's on the DVR. I probably got about 10 movies on the DVR that won Best Picture. So I need to get through there. I'm actually almost out of space. So, and that's really about it. I mean, 74, obviously, the podcast, I kind of count this as making progress towards that, because I really do need to get more comfortable actually sitting down in front of this microphone and talking. And then I got to figure out how to do the editing. I'm actually got like 3 little WAV files that I got to figure out how to put together to make this post. And I needed to put number 102 on the list, which is train Titus to leave me alone when I'm doing this. But he's not a pain. Wonder why. So, as I mentioned, there's the Kosai one is about to come off the list. And also my nephew had one of his art drawings or paintings, I'm not exactly sure what, selected by his teacher to be displayed in the Columbus Museum of Art. And there's actually a little showing for that on the 28th. So that will actually let me cross number 54 off the list as well. I'm kind of excited to do that, because from what I understand, the theme of the Columbus Museum of Art is not something that I might normally do. I kind of put that on the list as something that I kind of wanted to do, but wasn't really excited about doing, I guess. I don't know. So anyway, that's on there. And that should be coming off this month. And then the big one that I really need to get focused back on is the weight one. I just have not been exercising. I've been eating like crap. My weight really spiked up in November and December, which is actually the same thing that happened the previous year. I lost a bunch of weight riding my bike. And then October hit, and I kind of stopped doing that. And then November and December, weight spiked up. Last year, I lost a lot of weight. I went from 230 to basically 200. And when I got on the scale a couple days ago, it said 240. Not happy at all about that. So I really need to get focused on 82 again. I just don't know why. That just seems to be a huge mental block right now. No desire to eat well. I have no desire to go to the gym or get on the gazelle or go for a walk or anything. So really need to figure out what's the mental block there and just get back into it. I mean, obviously I can do it. I did it last year. Went from 230 to basically 200 by May 15th, and then from there I kind of stayed steady and then gradually went up a little bit until the end of the year, and then it just really spiked, and it's just continued that trend the first 2 months of this year. So I'm not very happy about that, but it's at least something I'll be able to focus on now. I hope my goal is actually to kind of look at doing the grass for PHP, which is number 93 on the list. And if I actually put that graph together of the weight and put it out there so people can see it, I'm hoping that will, give me some motivation again. I think that's kind of the big thing that's lacking right now is I'm not posting to the health forum at all. So there's no public support, no public I won't say shame, but nobody's there telling me to get off the couch and go do something. And I obviously need that. So, but I think that's going to wrap it up for the first session of audio blog. I just need to figure out how to edit it all together and hopefully be putting these out fairly regularly, and it will lead to a real podcast, and then I can mark that off the list as well. So, till next time.